Donald Trump's first major piece of legislation just passed a major milestone. I'm Christian. I'm a politics reporter at Vox. And this is The Log Off, where we tell you about one story that you need to know about from this week. Early Thursday, literally overnight, the House of Representatives passed by the tiniest majority the first big bill that Donald Trump has a chance to get important parts of his agenda passed through. It's taken a minute for any kind of big legislation to make it this far. Congress has been historically unproductive this year, and it's a massive bill. Spends trillions of dollars extending tax cuts that were passed back in 2017. It directs a lot more money toward the military, new funding for border security and immigration policy. It's expensive. And in order to pay for it, the government is planning to do a few things. There'll be some deficit spending, which means we'll be adding to the federal debt over time. And there's also some significant cuts, food assistance programs, clean energy programs that were passed during the Biden years, and some student loan repayment programs. But the biggest of these cuts is nearly $800 billion cut to Medicaid. Medicaid is essentially the federal program that helps provide health insurance for poor people in the U.S. It's kind of unpopular to make cuts to Medicaid, and Donald Trump himself wasn't a big fan of wanting to make big cuts to Medicaid. Now, these cuts don't look like spending cuts per se. They're rolling out stricter work requirements. Some estimates put that at about 10 million people losing their health insurance. The bill has passed the House. It's moving now to the Senate. There's a lot more disagreement in the Senate. Lots of senators there on the Republican side who disagree with various parts of the bill. It's going to take a little bit longer, probably through the end of the summer, in order for this bill to turn into law. Regardless of what kind of changes end up happening in the Senate, what seems likely is that Medicaid will experience some changes, some cuts. There are some Republicans who've long been pushing for it, some Republicans whose constituents really rely on it, so they don't want to. But now we know which side is getting the upper hand. They are touching Medicaid, is the bottom line.